From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A sharp reaction from Caribbean ambassadors to a new bill to discourage contact with Cuba.
There seems to be some blackmail almost, that if you do not do what we say, you will be punished.
Taiwan's dollar diplomacy in the Caribbean continues, and Jamaica celebrates Emancipation Day for the first time in 35 years. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean ambassadors in Washington have criticized a new bill now before Congress that would punish countries that support prospective Cuban membership of the Caribbean community. The bill was led by Cuban-American Congresswoman Republican Eliana Ross Lehtinen. This report from Roy Asana.
On the same day as Caribbean diplomats and their Central American brethren learned that the CBI-NAFTA parity bill had failed, a group of Republicans dropped a political bombshell on them. The lawmakers, led by a powerful Cuban-American congresswoman who was a rising star in the Republican ranks, Eliana Ross Lehtinen, told them that any cozying up to Cuban leader Fidel Castro would have dire consequences, both for them in terms of U.S. bilateral assistance, as well as any hopes of CBI-NAFTA parity. In a letter, the congresswoman threatened Caribbean leaders that should they grant membership to Cuban individually or collectively in CARICOM, they stand to suffer both economically